Today was a pretty good day. I got up and I went to eat. Or no, I went to work and then went to eat. What the fuck? That's the way I am. Like, I don't think before I push play on this. I woke up tired as shit. I only got like 5.5-6 hours sleep. And I was legitimately tired. Sometimes I don't even feel tired after just 4 hours or something, but something was up this time. I think it's part of the altitude thing. And let's see, I went to the car around 4:20, and we didn't leave until about 4:30. Got there about 4:40. Clocked in, went inside, and one of the drivers was there, and we were just like shooting the shit, kind of looking at what orders came in. And the guy I worked with, man, he was like wanting to get started before we technically start. Like, it was like 4:55 and he's going to grab some shit or whatever. I mean, we don't really start till like 6 or something. And he wants to work, or, I mean, you can get bored being there, and you would just like to get the shit out of the way and sit around. And that's pretty much what he did. Actually, like, quite a few things came in, and paying attention to everything that we were doing and kind of working in unison. And then we went to breakfast. And at breakfast, somebody that I gave a big bag of M&M's to thanked me, was thankful. Because I had, like, candy I got from Bozeman, and I ended up buying, like, regular-ass M&M's. And I realized that I'm not going to even touch them, so I wanted to give them away to somebody. And I chose to give them away to the lady that works as the head of the ADR. She's the head of the employee dining room. So, like, get on her good side. I'll probably always get, like, good food and shit. It's a food thing. And she's, like, 60-something. Or maybe older. I don't know. And, let's see. Breakfast was okay. We ate, we left. We delivered what we brought. But we had to keep... a case of beer. Because we were supposed to deliver that to the pub. But we couldn't get the pub key. So we kept it on the truck. Which made sense, because when we got back, I was told that I'm going to have to go do a drug test for alcohol, like a blow into a breathalyzer. So I was like, okay, I don't drink, so I don't give a shit. I mean, if you want to test me for something, alcohol's the last thing you want to test me for, like, ever. If you could go back 30 years in my system, you'd still want to, like, test me for something other than alcohol. I'm just not a drinker. So I go over there at 10, and here's the funny thing, right? I go over there at 10, and right across the way was the pub that we couldn't get into, and the guy that's going to test me is standing outside, and I pull up, and I get out, and I open up the back of the truck, and I pull out the case of beer, and I walk the beer over to the pub, because the pub's now open, and I put the beer in there, and I walk directly to him, and he's like, hey, and I go, hey, man, I'm ready for my breathalyzer. I thought that was pretty funny. But we did the breathalyzer, and it was like an old contraption, but I guess it worked down to the milli, whatever, down to the fucking finest point of perfection. Like, I guess if I even smelled alcohol, I probably would have blew dirty on it. But so anyway, I get back to the warehouse, and they're talking about how maybe I'll work 5 days 1 week and three the next, meaning I'll get 4 off in 1 week, but only 2 off in another week. And I don't give a fuck. I'm just fine with that. Because the reason why is because of some things that need to get done, and how if it's going to stay that way, maybe that'll be a certain thing all the time. And I was told that I'm going to go to Old Faithful tomorrow. And inside me lit up like a Christmas tree of happiness. I love driving in this park. It's the greatest thing ever. And tomorrow I get to, and the truck's already loaded and ready. So tomorrow I get to go there. And oh my God, it's gonna be so good. I'm gonna wait till daylight. So probably about like 6:30 or 7. And I'm gonna take that truck slowly to Old Faithful. Oh my God, it's gonna be so good. And I'm gonna park here before I go down and have breakfast too. It's gonna be so fucking good. But anyway, the rest of the day went just like that. Like, we were just picking some orders here and there, loading a truck or two, hanging out and chit-chatting, bullshitting, hearing one of the guys tell stories. He gave me, also, I gotta take this one trailer, right? Well, in the back of this trailer, it's like a 1960s trailer. But in the back, the doors were redone, and they were done retro in like the 80s. And what he uses to lock the door in the back is a bobby pin. And it's a laundry bobby pin from like 1950. It's big. It's a bobby pin if you had to put a diaper on King Kong. It's like half as big as my hand. It's really strong, and it's got a number on it. They're all numbered. Mine's number 22, and the one on the truck was number 57, because after I saw it and I complimented it and I was like, that's amazing, he went and found one for me. He said there's a few more somewhere around here, these really old, super old, like, bobby pins that are monstrous. Like, they offered all kinds of things, like alcohol that said Old Faithful on it, and Yellowstone on it from who knows how long ago, from the anniversary or something. I don't want none of it. They offer these little soaps that are shaped like bears with Yellowstone written on it. I don't want it. They offer all this crap I don't want. And then I see this fucking awesome bobby pin or diaper pin. I don't know what the fuck. It's fucking awesome. And I'll keep that. That's fucking great. It's super great. Then we just chit-chatted until we got off work. Went and punched out. Left out of there. Came back here. Then the fire alarm goes off. Because the janitor or something here was vacuuming. And the vacuum broke open. And dust went up to the fire alarm and set it off. So I had to stand outside for like 10 minutes for no reason. Fucking fire truck coming and all that shit. And then a few other things are a part of my day. But then we went to dinner and just had cordon bleu. Chicken cordon bleu. And all it is like, it's actually not even like, all it is, you know what the fuck it is. And also a cheeseburger. Now when cheeseburger is an option, I'm just always saying, give me a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. And red velvet cake, which was very, very good. It was great. I think green beans or fries. I don't know which of the one. I don't know. That's on lemonade. It was a great day. And now I'm going to take a shower. I think I want to lay here just for like a couple more minutes. And then I'm going to take a shower. And go the fuck to sleep. I'm naturally like, I'm a natural flirt. Like, I'll be flirting and shit. Just like, and I'll be flirting with like for no reason at all. I'll just hang out with like somebody that I don't want anything to do with, and I'll flirt with them just to practice my flirting. And, I don't know. I just, most of the time I don't try. I just naturally flirt. Weird, right? A couple people told me I am weird. And I don't think they would have said it unless there was some truth to it. So, fuck it. That's who I am. I'm fucking weird. And I accept it. I got some treats and snacks from Bozeman like last weekend, and I still haven't touched a single thing. I am overfed here. I still owe myself 60 push-ups today. I think I'm gonna get them before I shower. I feel lonely. Like, I want to hang out, you know? I just want to hang out with somebody or some people or something. And I know that that's a bad thing to do, so I'm not going to do that. But I want to. But I'm not going to. There's a new person that came here. Apparently, she won second place in a game called Cribbage. And she's like 60 years old and chain smokes and is drinking liquor out in the picnic table and between the dorms and just sitting there with the fucking cribbage game or whatever. And I don't know what the fuck, like, I don't play that shit. I'd rather play like any games and any card games other than whatever that is. And I'm not even going to look up cribbage and go, oh, that's, I'm going to roll like that. I'm going to play some cribbage. Come on, man. That, the word alone tells you old people played it in the 1910s. I'm not going to play that motherfucking game. But I want to play cards. And in order to play cards, I got to play that game, I bet you. That's the only person here that even brought up playing cards. Everyone else don't give a shit about that. They want to hike or they want to fucking drink or they want to fucking, I don't know, man. I don't know what people want to do. So, yeah. But I'm trying to get him to hike. I was supposed to consider posting to get people who want to maybe hike on Saturday, because that's an off day I have and then I want to fill with hiking. I already got that filled with Glenn. But I don't know if I want to hike with Glenn anymore. Because somebody else, this guy named Steve, his days off is Saturday and Sunday. And he goes to church on Sunday, so I want to hike Saturday mornings with him, but I hike Saturday mornings with Glenn. And I don't want to take Steve along because he can't do it. Glenn will run you ragged. And Steve can't handle that. So, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I might just have to tell Steve, hey man, I've been kind of trying to figure it out, but maybe we're going to be hiking Sunday after church or something because fucking Saturday, I don't necessarily want to hike with Glenn okay, I'm probably not going to hike with them then. If I keep saying that, I'm not going to do it. So, but I got to figure out who else. It's not just going to be me and Steve. As cool as he is, or I think he is, or he's a nice old guy, but I'm not just going to hike with him. I got to get, like, a female or something to go to. So I'm trying to talk to everybody to see what their off days are. There's one named Leanne, and I was like, what are your off days? She's like, I don't know yet. And I was like, Saturday would be a good day. If you can get that, get that. You know? Like, I want to get people on Saturday. So we'll see. Sunday, I already got a hiking partner in Kim. But I don't. And she said she's going to bring some other girl, and I'm bringing the guy I work with. That's probably going to be the best hiking I do, is the Sunday ones, because that's my off day that's in between two other off days, and Kim's not a hardcore hiker, she's trying to be, so she doesn't like hurt me like Glenn does. And Monday, I want to make it just like a free day, but I'm scheduled to hike for that, I believe. I just don't know where yet. I think I brought up the possibility of a trail around here, but I don't know. This park is so big. I'm gonna try and hit all the trails I can while I'm here. And a month has already went by. There's only 5 months left. I can't believe a fucking month has went by.